I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Regional violence in Cameroon has stretched on for 18 months, and the United Nations is finally saying enough. UN Rights Chief Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein recently demanded that Cameroon investigate human rights abuses by state forces. Clashes between English and French speakers in the West have displaced and killed thousands of people. We spoke with Evie Tembon, a partner of Wycliffe Associates.
In the area, we have 38 language projects where we're doing translation or helping communities in the area of scripture impact. All of them have been affected right now, and more than 400 translation personnel in these communities are affected, many of them displaced, many hiding in the bushes. And in some communities, translation has stopped.
Please pray for peace in Cameroon. And fires continue breaking out in the Philippines. World Mission's Greg Kelly says this is because people are moving from the rural districts into cramped slums, and once fires break out there, they consume whole areas entirely. Kelly says things won't change, though, unless people take a different approach to the problem.
It's not a matter of their physical sort of lifestyle changing. The issue for the Christian community is that we need to share the gospel with them. Because when the gospel brings transformation on the inside of a man, it changes their outside condition. And so now the standards that they abide by, they're going to be looking for situations where they can improve the lifestyle of their children, and local churches begin to plant and community takes over.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.